Greetings, I'm Selecta Princess, and you're watching the Sunsplash Mix Show with...
I am Ja Prince, and today's guest is too humble, but she is Lady V of the yes. V Rocket International yes. song. Right. So big up Lady V.
Big up yourself every time. Selecta Princess, Ja Prince, enough respect. Thanks for having me.
Let's start with the word respect. People respect your song. Mm-hmm. They fear your song, but they respect your song in England and moving on. How is that feeling when you're traveling? It's like, yeah, man, them respect me, them rate me.
You know what? I have to give thanks because the sound has been around for many years. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not far off 60 years, very close to it, 58 years. Since 1964, and to have the journey that we have had and to embrace the love and respect that we've been shown over the many years, it's a wonderful feeling.
That's wonderful. And you should be proud. The Robinsons and the Halls should be proud because you're firm with the foundation and you're making moves for the future. How do you feel about this documentary? I mean, who else does this but V Rocket International Sound?
Well, the documentary, love and respect and maximum honor to Marcus Hall, which is
Parliament
and son that was born in the UK but left and went over to the US. And For quite a while, he's been saying, come on, guys, we have to document this journey, not just for people to know about the journey of V Rocket, but the journey of the sound system culture itself. Mm-hmm. And it was just before the pandemic that, you know, I got a bit tired of him saying, come on, Lady V, let's get this done. And I said, okay, Marcus, let's do this. You've been passionate about this project for a long time. Let's get it done. So for Marcus to have put all this together, all the production, everything, mm-hmm. and to where it's ended up now on five platforms.
Yes.
You know, our late parents would be super proud. And, absolutely. You know, we are so humble and so blessed for the documentary to be completed and for it to be doing the circuit.
Yeah, literally the circuit. Just like you said, the documentary is available worldwide where everyone is streaming or purchasing because
yes, we purchased.
Right? Because we have to go back and watch it again. Uncle have to watch it. You know, we have to get cousin have to come over and watch it.
Our parents enjoyed it. Thoroughly enjoyed the documentary.
Fantastic.
Really good.
Yeah.
Really good. So kudos to Marcus Hall. Yeah. And we'll look forward maybe to more works, whatever his future is in filmmaking.
Yeah, well, Marcus not too long had a production because he's into the gospel. When he left the UK, Marcus changed his life around. He went into the church. So he's recently done something on Broadway.
Really?
Yes. Okay. So... it's not his main job.
It's okay.
This is just something that he took up as a hobby. Mm-hmm. So for the V Rocket Dynasty documentary, which mm-hmm. was his first major production, I'm super proud of him.
Oh, yes.
And again, showing this, the history of the sound, the history of the sound in England and then traveling around. Again, anybody else could have done it. Mm-hmm. Every sound system can do it.
Now we have a level.
V Rocket one is very well produced.
To the moon.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
So. You know, it's important for us to document our journey because we should be telling our story. Mm. When people on the outside come in and try to tell our story, it's not the true story. It's not the real story. We've got to do that ourselves. So we hope that this documentary encourage the other sounds to document their journey, the King Adis, the Bass Odysseys, the Kilimanjaros, the Tony Matterons, the Saxons, the Love Injections, and all the great sounds and up-and-coming sounds that has a story to tell so that the younger generation, because once it's documented, it's historical. It's not going to go anywhere. so our young generation can look at it and see where it's coming from and where it is today, and hopefully, you know, embrace the culture and let, you know, enable the sound system culture to live on. And that's what's important for us, for the V-Rocket family, for people to follow in our footsteps, and let's, you know, archive the sound system culture, the reggae industry on a whole.
Yeah. Yes. And your tagline is the only sound that goes to the moon.
To the moon.
Where can people, what are those platforms where they can go to rent, but we also want them to purchase?
Well, as you know, we have it on Amazon Prime, which was the first platform to take it.
Yes.
Then it's also on Tubi. So Tubi covers the US, Canada, New Zealand. It covers Australia. Camcast has recently taken it.
Oh, good.
So that's another good look. And two other platforms, I can't remember the names offhand, but you know, it's got to five at the moment, and it's
congrats
trending on others.
Yes,
that's it. And then we like the word trending the same way. Yeah. The sound is up to date. I want everybody to know. V-Rocket has some annual dates.
Yes.
And then, you know, if people, you know, promoters and, you know, communities need to reach out, you can always find V-Rocket. Yeah. But let's focus on these annual events. There's annual events that maybe another new promoter, a new song, they don't understand. Oh, V-Rocket have so much annual events that people like flock to.
Well, For me as a promoter, I'm kind of the one in the team that sort of come up with the promotion campaign of growing the brand. So things like the sound clashes, the major sound clashes, we felt, you know, it's not just about taking from the business, it's also putting back in. So enabling us to work with hundreds of sound nationally and internationally was important. So coming up with the UK Cup Clash, Winner Takes All, and working with Irish and Chin, of course, with the Rumble Series, and of course the last World Clash that I encouraged him to put, you know, end it in the UK.
Yes.
So those are the things that keeps us current. Alongside, you know, stage shows that we do, Full 100. We took a break with that, obviously, because of the pandemic. Rewind, fast forward. And now currently, my son, Marley, which is the youngest of the team, he's now started the New Generation Cup Clash. Now, the New Generation Cup Clash is with the young selectors that nobody may necessarily know about,
right,
but hopefully we will help to push the youngsters for them time now.
Yes.
We want them to be doing what we did,
right,
and what we're still doing.
Yes.
But we've got to get them interested in the competitiveness.
Yes.
These youngsters, they play out, they have their young fan base from 18-year-old upwards,
mm-hmm,
and they play out on a weekly basis. Mm-hmm. They play all genres of music. Hip-hop, R&B, reggae, dancehall, Afrobeats.
Mm-hmm.
And what Marley has done is he's got four young selectors, some of which is from their fathers or grandfathers or uncles.
In the sound.
Is in a sound. Mm-hmm. But they are not competitive yet. So he's mm-hmm getting that up and running,
mm-hmm,
and hopefully get that young fan base interested in the clash arena. But
mm-hmm
what's good about it is not emulating the rules that is mom mm-hmm and people like Chin and other mm-hmm clash promoters. He's
yeah
come up with a completely different idea. Mm-hmm. So his rules consist of things like one round will, he's called it for the gal dem.
Okay.
It encourages the ladies, the young ladies, them to come mm-hmm out. So mm-hmm one round is for the gal dem, and next round is a surprise guest round. So each sound has to bring a surprise guest. It can be anybody. It can be
wow
a DJ, like how we used to do it in the back in the days. It could be a mm-hmm singer, anybody of their choice, to mm-hmm keep them in the clash for mm-hmm that 10-minute round where it's a surprise guest. And then obviously he keeps the authenticity where he has around where it's hardcore juggling and obviously the one for one. So, you know, that's another brand that is going to be, that's attached to the V Rocket brand, but it comes under EBE Entertainment. So this is what keeps us current. This is what keeps us, keep the dynasty going.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Love it. Always.
We have plans to be out in your town.
Wow.
2023.
Yeah. Yeah,
now, that, besides
that coach, they look good, you know.
Yeah, man. We, you know, let me know when you're coming in.
Yes.
So I can show you I can show you the other side of Lady V, you know.
Yes.
In the kitchen doing some great food, and we all a vibe, you know, at my place. And you know, at the weekends we go out and party.
That's yes, because right. We certainly want the tour. What is it, Marcus Garvey Hall?
Yeah. Marcus Garvey Center.
Center. Yeah, yes. Definitely want to lay eyes on that place. Yeah.
Yes, there. You know, lots of places to see. So let me know in time when you come in, and we put a nice little weekend together.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes.
Good to go. Yes. And we have a drive on the right side. Literally the right side.
Yes.
Lady V has always been promoting new music, new artists, new rhythms, new producers, new sound system selectors, new events for a sound that's been around for so long, V Rocket. But people don't know, so when she grabbed the microphone, when she start tossing them.
Yeah.
I tried my thing last night. Actually, we did an event last night, which was a really, really nice turnout. Things are dipping slightly because of the economy. So people are, you know, doing things which is more important than maybe partying. But last night we was booked for a red and white, a red and black event, which was a full house. I was personally booked with Belly for that one.
Okay.
So I was able to do my little thing last night alongside another local sound and two guests from out of town. It was a beautiful night. So, yes, when I'm ready, I'll do my thing.
Of course. Sweet, of course.
Represent the ladies.
That's right. So thank you so much for being on our show. And all the best. We're going to keep this documentary going. It is superb.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And I've got to big up Lady Flair, who is doing a great job for us, our PR, and the full team.
Yes.
You know, Belly, Valby, Parliament, Miles, DJ Kino, Fire Mark, you know, ranking the full crew. And obviously the people who have supported us over the many years.
That's right.
Without that support, we wouldn't be having this conversation. And of course, all the sounds and artists and DJs that we've worked with over the many years. I've always got to big them up and say thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Only sound, going to the moon.
To the moon.
V-Rock.
To the moon. And back.
And back.